1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
We're in Costa Rica, Spring Bend 2020. From the all-inclusive Ryu Palace with Fox World Travel, Fun Jet Vacations. We can come alone either. We brought friends, ladies and gentlemen. You recognize that theme music?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's a she's a brick house, all right. Welcome to the program, the Sutton Stephanie.
Good morning.
And her husband Brian.
Good morning. That was so formal.
Good morning. Good morning.
So yesterday, another success for the two of you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Looked like it.
Yeah. So you golfed?
We did. We golfed with a large group. Dawn and Ron were our partners.
Yeah.
Corvette Ron, I'm sorry. Is that what I'm supposed to call him?
No, Fungi Ron.
Yeah, we went to Fungi Ron.
Yeah, Fungi
Ron. Oh, he was fun.
Yeah.
On an interesting course.
Yeah.
Why do you say interesting? Because you're afraid to say it was horrifying or...
crappy.
Worst course I'd ever been on.
Yeah. Really?
I might as well putt down my driveway then.
Really? Was it just lumpy or...
It was sandy. Or I can go out to this beach right here.
Really?
Microphone up, Brian, right there.
Or
there
I could just go out to this beach right there. It was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Well...
It made Curry Park look like Whistling Straits.
There you go.
Whoa.
Wow.
And I like...
Hey, Curry Park. Okay.
I know. Yeah.
No offense to Curry Park.
I'm just saying, you're expecting maybe a little more lush, a little more green, but again, it is the dry season.
It is the dry season here.
And it was hot.
How hot was it, Brian?
We now know what it feels like to be in a convection oven.
Yeah, because we talked about that walk from your chair to the pool and how hot the tile is.
Right.
You got to have some sort of footwear on to make that walk because it gets really, really warm on the tile.
When you're sweating down your legs, you know it's hot.
That's like Christina Aguilera hot.
Right.
Remember when she
her spray tan was coming off.
Coming off, it was running down her thighs when she was singing the national anthem one year.
That is gross.
Yeah, so. All right, so.
that hot.
But then you come back and you cool. Did you zip line yesterday?
No.
No.
Oh,
today.
Today you're
zipline. Kara's setting it up, I guess, or right? There's a big group.
All right.
Yeah. We're going right over there, the zip line, and I think the Murrays.
We'll talk to him about that shortly.
We're on it.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah. And then you all rallied at the pool later in
the
day.
We did. So we go to the pool. We actually got the Murrays, the Suttons, and a bunch of other folks got kicked out of the pool.
Love it. Love it.
I don't know.
Kicked out.
It's a strong word.
Noise or
no? We got kicked out.
That was what was over. I think the night
rowdiness
was over.
Or just what time did they come around and sort of
they close at
move
six.
Everyone out of there.
Yep. It might have been 6:30
technically. Yeah. Right? Yeah, they were.
I've seen people in the pool later though.
Yeah,
and it was the Suttons.
Well,
practicing our routine.
We were doing the lift. No, we were playing water polo or something with the
basketball, Murrays. Drinking.
And then Erica and her husband, were they involved? Yeah, they were involved in that too, right? Yes.
All right.
It was great. No,
And they came by and they said, excuse us.
It's me, amigo. It's
time. When you have five guys kind of just standing around you without saying anything, I look up. Do we have to go, see, senor? See.
Yeah. Because they have to get the chemicals in the pool for the next day, right?
Right.
And right when we got out, there was just this big cloud of white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to be part of that.
No.
Right, exactly. So after
that was a perfect time though to be in the pool. Would you not agree? Like kind of right before sunset.
It was cold when you got out of the water.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, the Murrays, and you can ask Tim later. They try to do the reenactment of Dirty Dancing.
Okay.
They did.
We'll get to that.
Did it pale in comparison to yours? I'd like to know.
We'll
talk about it in sports.
Great
with Tim.
Tease.
But you said that she kept you up too late. If you're out of the pool at 6:30, that's not too late.
No, but then she was like, no, you can't go to bed before 9 o'clock again.
And 9? So you go to bed at, like, seriously, 8 o'clock every night.
No, do it.
Seriously, Sutton, Papa Smurf, whatever we call
you. All right, so what time did you get to bed?
I don't know, what, 11:30?
Yes.
Well, that's well after 9, so you have to be happy with that, right?
Oh, yeah. And we might, I don't know if I should say this, some of you guys know, we think, we're not positive. There may be a ghost in our room.
Okay, I'm telling you, there's a ghost in this.
Did it slime something?
We weren't.
Did it,
into it?
We weren't slimed. All I know is on night number two here, middle of the night, I wake up, he's sleeping.
Pass out.
And then, of course, and then I'm on my phone. You know how you get up, you get it on your phone. I was up for at least an hour. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to go back to sleep.
Do you do this at home? Do you wake up for an hour?
Yeah.
And then
really?
Jump on your phone?
It's called perimenopause. I don't know. Why
it definitely
I
is.
I was going to call it second sleep.
Okay. Well, you know? And now it's called dehydration. So, but okay.
So then I try to go back to sleep, and what I often do, and I do this at home, and as I, you know, again, Papa Smurf is sleeping, and I turn over and I put the pillow over my head.
Over his face, too. Oh, no.
That was me putting a pillow over her head.
So I put the pillow over my head, and within 10 to 20 seconds, there is like a, almost like a heavy spider going across the top of the pillow.
Ghost cat. I've talked about that, when you can feel the indentations.
The what? And I'm like, stop it. So I take the pillow off. I'm like, what was that? And then I'm like, so then I turn this way, and then I pull the sheets up.
All right, you go from your right side over to your left side.
Right, and I don't do the pillow trick. Okay. I'm just like, let me just try and fall asleep this way. Within, again, 10 to 20 seconds, then at the bottom of my thing, the thing.
Bottom of your thing, wait.
Bottom of your bed, I think.
She's pointing to her feet.
Her feet, okay, so the bottom of your feet. Okay.
There's like a heaviness, there's like, and it's.
It's like indentations, like something is pressing and walking on. I know.
It's not an evil ghost. It's like a.
No, it's just moving on your bed.
A trickster ghost. Again, I've never had a ghostly experience. It's never happened before.
Uh-huh.
But we are in Costa Rica. It's like Catholic country. There's a lot of.
What does that have? What do Catholics have to do with ghosts?
Don't know.
They're very.
A lot
holy.
Of ghosts are Catholic.
They're ghosts. No.
They do the sign of the cross before they scare you.
Catholic.
They're ghosts. They're not anything. They're a ghost.
No,
they're what they were.
Really?
Yeah, they're what they were.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Otherwise, they wouldn't haunt the place.
I'm learning here.
Sure.
All
right.
So all ghosts are Catholics?
No, just a lot.
Okay.
Just the ones in Costa Rica.
All right. Okay.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
When you think about
it. So honestly, I think I said a little prayer right then and there. I'm like, oh, our Father, who are. I'm like thinking like, oh, stop. And then it did stop that night. So I told some people a couple nights later, and then not last night, the night before, happens again. The thing at the bottom of the bed, and it's just, and it's a funny ghost.
A funny ghost.
I don't think it's evil. Like no.
Okay.
It's not, again, cover me with slime or, you know.
No, or breaking stuff in your,
no,
you know.
No, nothing's,
right.
No. Although he,
like a poltergeist.
He did slam the toilet that one night. It freaked me out.
Freaked me out,
maybe
too.
Maybe that was the ghost. I didn't even think about that.
It's right behind me, and I'm like, oh.
You know where we are? Is it, well, we're the opposite side of the country, but a Pirates of the Caribbean type ghost, you know? See? You know, have you watched that documentary?
Pirates of the Caribbean? Yeah.
Yeah, there's like three parts.
Yes. I've seen it, yes.
But that goes to being Catholic. You know, a lot of pirates actually had
ours is Catholic
religious services on their boats in between raids and looting and stealing and killing.
Ghosts are probably Catholic.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It does make
some might be
all.
Lutheran.
Yeah. Watch the documentary.
I will watch it again.
Sure.
All right.
I think I have it.
So, he's not believing me. Two nights ago, same thing happens. And then one of you guys had said, why didn't you wake up Brian or Papa Smurf? I'm like, at the time, I just...
Whoever said that, thank you.
I didn't. Well, but then I did. Two nights ago.
You woke him
wake
up.
Wake him up.
Now,
within,
did you wake him up because he's physically bigger than you and, like, he might be able to beat up a ghost?
Yes.
Was that...
Yes.
If you know me, I'm not beating up anything.
Okay, I just... All right.
Well, I was scared. I didn't want to... I'm like... Yes.
Like, he'll know what to do.
Don't you need some ghost-beating equipment?
Oh, you need, like, sage. You got to burn sage. That's how you beat ghosts.
Well, I was thinking one of those photon things that the Ghostbusters had.
Yeah, Bill Murray.
I think that's more when they are...
Don't cross the streams.
...in a certain form. A ghost might not have enough form. Mm. You exercise them. Spirits.
It didn't look like a giant marshmallow man.
No. Okay. No, not like Ghostbusters.
All right.
No.
But let's reenact that in the pool today.
There you go.
There's a phone party, right? Phone party. At
right. Home. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll reenact. Anyway, so I wake him up. Within a minute of me waking him up, he's like, staff, bah. And he goes back to sleep.
That's how I sound.
And then he felt it. He's like, oh, my God, I just felt it.
I'm you
like,
did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you were attacked as well.
I thought. I wasn't
not attacked.
What, it's really
they
weird.
Come to
all
tell
of a
you
sudden,
something.
I turn over because I'm annoyed she woke me up because she knows if I wake up, I'm going to be up for a while. But I turn over, and all of a sudden, I feel this like finger pointing into my calf, and I'm like, oh my God, I feel it. I feel it. And she's like, see? See? I'm not so stupid.
See, senor?
Yeah.
But my favorite part was, so Steph and I, when we come back from golf yesterday, we get off the bus and we're like, should we say anything to the front desk? Should we not?
About the haunting?
And we did.
Could you send maintenance up?
So I I go over and I'm like,
I need
I'm not
a laundry
weird.
Bag and there's a
so
ghost
there's a
in the room.
Guy standing at your door with a belt, with a plunger, a screwdriver, all that.
Senor, I'm here to get rid of the ghosts.
Yeah.
Usually it's a gecko they get called yeah. about.
If I worked at the front desk, I would send somebody up and have him just go through the room, like,
oh, yeah.
take a duster and go sure. over the top of the bed or something like that. Go, there you go. All out. I got it.
When does Bill Murray show up with the first time?
Oh, I don't remember.
Ghostbusters 2 with the little
spray bottle. Oh, yeah,
right, the whole rubber bulb with yeah, the hose on the end of it and an empty funny. Cassette recorder. Oh, it drives him crazy, yeah.
This house is clear.
Okay, so you go to the front desk.
So I go to the front desk, and it's just me. She's talking to somebody, and so I go into the front desk, and I'm like, I don't know how to explain this to you, but and I don't want you to seem that I'm weird, but... In 5052,
well, don't tell everyone our room, for God's sake.
Well, they're Maybe after I'll this story, they're tonight. Not coming up.
Yeah, no, I would like to sleep over and give it a shot.
All right.
So I go up, and in 5052, have you ever had any ghosts? Right away, she's like, "See, senor," and she starts going. She's typing away on her computer, and I'm like, "Are you looking up the history of 5052?"
Yeah, right.
And she's like, "No," and so. There's a guy behind.
Did she look up and go, Diablo? Diablo! Now I'd be buying the story of that.
And I'd cross yourself, Dios mío.
So there's this really tall guy, and he comes up and he goes, "Excuse me, senor, what room?" And I said the room again that I won't name again.
He already gave it out.
And I go 5052, and he goes, "Oh, good. I will not go to that room no more."
Wow, it's like an evil eye thing. Yeah. Like, yeah, now they know. Oh.
So how did last night go? Was it a quiet
night
in the
room? So we discussed this. We had a plan of attack. It happened again.
How do you plan for a ghost in your room? But what could you possibly have brought?
Let me preface. She planned. I wanted to sleep.
Okay.
And we went to bed late. It was like 11:30, and that's late for Papa Smurf. He doesn't sleep, you know, he goes to bed at like 8 o'clock every night. So we get back in bed, and I said to him right away, he's like, "Oh," I go, "it's happening again. The pressure, whatever the person." And so I said, "Please go away. We don't want you here." Because I've been told.
Yes, if you ask them nicely, yes, you have a conversation.
I had a conversation, and he seriously goes, "Who are you talking to?" And I said,
Don't you have to
But
ask
she did it multiple times, and I'm like, I'd rather have the ghost bother me than you saying out loud, "Please leave me alone."
Well, I don't want to ask it, "Why are you here?" That's like the one open-ended question you don't want the answer to.
It might stick around,
Yeah,
too.
I don't want him to. So, yeah. Please go away.
Can you?
I don't want you here.
Can you do that in English? I mean, you know, don't you have to say, "Vaya, vaya"?
We're going to need to learn that in Spanish tonight.
Yeah, you know, you have to get some.
Well, it did.
After you asked it to go away, no more incidents.
No more. No, I swear.
All right. When you walk in the room tonight to go to bed.
Oh, no.
Just make the announcement. If you're a ghost, please leave. We're going to sleep now.
We do talk to him.
Oh, she said that last night.
Like between, you know,
they
golf
have been
and the
drinking
pool, I'm like,
3 days in a row, 16 hours a day, and no one is bringing this up yet. Yeah, right. What day are we on?
You have alcohol.
Don't ask it to go away. Don't ask it to go away. See if it'll bring up some gin and tonics from the bar. Hey,
so while you're up, mister, can you bring me another vodka tonic?
Just floating down the hallways.
The Suttons.
Wow.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Now with ghosts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now
the stories keep getting better.
Now with supernatural attractions.
The new and improved Suttons.